Welcome to Saimu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Saimood. Hi everyone, this is Sally from Saimood, and I have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Kamala Bear, and she is our new partner. And I'm super excited to introduce you to us. Kamala, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Sally, for having me. My presence today is definitely a present from me to you and to you to me. We've gone through so much through COVID, and just being here face to face is much of an honor. Thank you for having me.
Kamala, I am so stoked to tell everybody about your book and also our partnership. And please tell everybody about yourself.
So first and foremost, I like to encourage before I introduce, and is encouraging is that once you have life, you have hope. Let your past be a stepping stone for what is coming next. And a closed door is an open paradise. So yes, I'm Kamala Blair, a local award-winning author from Toronto. I'm an author now of 18 and a half books, and I say half because I'm in the process of writing. I've published over 150 books during the COVID up until last week. I am a mother, I am a friend, I am a confidant, and most of all, I am confident in what I do and love to spread the word of the power of words. Putting your pain to paper, I believe that people may find their true purpose. And being consistent doesn't always mean posting on social media as we're used to. Consistency also means just showing up.
Wonderful. And I know like one of the key books that that we want to focus on is the book called The Storm Within, the story of childhood trauma. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What was your inspiration of writing this?
So it's basically a spin-off of my first book. And a lot of people, I've had the same circle of friends now over 25 years. And a lot of people, them know of me, but they don't know me. So releasing my first book, I touched on trauma and my triggers, and now people start to understand, okay, this is why the way you were, this is why your standoff, or why I was so defensive. So taking a spin on that is to get back to the culture. So the team and I went back to Jamaica, where my roots are from, just to take some data as to what's going on with childhood trauma and to bring awareness to the childhood trauma. So I then put it into a short story, but then in that book as well, Sally, I've given over 20 tools that others can use to put in place in their life, just to get familiar with sounds, places, and strategies they can use to go forward. We put it in a book and it's done amazing. And it's just that I guess now I've become an advocate for childhood trauma, which I'm proud to be.
That's amazing. And I, like you said, you are in Toronto right now. So like, which communities in particular in Toronto you're connected with?
So I'm proudly connected to the Jane and Finch community and then the surrounding areas around that corridor. That's where I grew up, and that's where my family in Canada was based. Growing up in this community, I did see a lot, hear a lot, and I came through a lot. So even though there was rough times, rough days, and rough moments, and I lost a lot of friends, and I've lost some days because the trauma, you just want to be by yourself. It may be the person I am today. So I always give back to my community first and then the surrounding communities.
That's so lovely. I love that. And would you say like for the Caribbean culture, the Jamaican culture, is it typical that like, do they have a stigma behind mental health? Like why did you decide to kind of focus on this topic?
I decided to focus on it because there was we didn't have the tools. We are continuing the way our mothers are raised, our grandmothers are raised, our ancestors are raised, and then incorporating the new way of the world. And once I figured out that this is really a new way of the world and some of our teachings just don't apply to this day of the world, is nobody was tapping on our mental health more than they were just using it as to be a bully or teasing. And sometimes for the person who's doing it, it's actually a tool for them to get over their trauma, but not But bringing awareness that mental health matters and people's feelings do matter and teasing them about it is not nice. So I step into that world where mental health is being talked about a bit in our community, but not as much as I would like it to be.
Right. And would you say, like, for like new parents that come to Toronto and everything, do you believe that this sort of stigma or these tools are not as popular in their culture?
Yes, I believe that people who are migrating into North America, because again, there's a culture shock back home where oftentimes children are not allowed to speak, so their feelings are not heard, right? It's whatever your parents say that goes, and whatever tools that is implemented in their lives, it doesn't change. So for example, if Sally comes home, no pun intended, Sarah comes home and she's had a bad day, some parents are not used to asking, you know, how was your day today? And even if Sarah had a rough day where she was incorrect, she won't be scared to say it. And then not scared to say what the outcome would be of her being teased, saying, oh, be quiet. There's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing to be sad about. What are you crying for? So just to change the narrative of feelings matter. Men or boys do cry, and they're able to, that's another thing is they're able to feel something, and just take the time out instead of just talking down to everyone is take the time to listen to everyone.
That is so key. Like, listening is such a key tool, and it's sometimes really hard because, like you said, like it could be like something that you learn from your core belief that this, you have learned this culturally for a long time, and it's hard to switch that up to kind of unlearn those skills. And then I think, yeah, listening, I believe, is one of the hard skills, especially for like anyone that is coming to a different country, learning new kind of techniques. And mental health is so important for everybody. And if in back in your previous countries, that's not so popular, it is so hard to relearn that. So in your story, is there like a particular story that in your book, is there a particular story that inspired you to keep on writing and keep on focusing on the mental health in childhood?
So yes, so my focus was to keep on going forward with writing is I had the opportunity while growing up is I had two or three ways of upbringing. One of the upbringings, though, was to be expressive, but then going there on the weekend and then going back home where I wasn't allowed to be expressive, I used to express through my teddy bears. So I always used to write. I used to always keep a diary. It wasn't a journal back then, but a diary, right? So while I released my first book, I noticed that within myself, the therapeutic tools that I learned through just releasing, I wanted that for somebody else. So I just continued to write, and I continue to write about things that I know that our culture and our community are going through, because if I was going through it, my friends were going through it, and the community was going through it. So I'm that voice to just keep on going.
I love it. Like, and you were mentioning about like writing journals and everything. Is there other therapy tools that you personally like to kind of explore for mental health?
So for me, I believe in self-care. I will have a day where Sally, unless the world is literally tumbling down, I'm not available. I believe that me making myself available to friends, family, and even the community sometimes, I never had time for myself. And then there's that burnout. Now, a lot of people don't know that burnout is part of the mental health, is that you've burnt out yourself and there's a quote that says, if you have to love yourself first before you love others. And it goes with self-care. So for me, one of the tools that I implement weekly, probably, is a self-care day.
And how would that self-care day look like?
Well, Sally, my self-care is, it goes one of two ways. Sometimes I go out, so I'll go to a spa. I'll take myself out to eat. Mm. So enjoying the company of myself. Sometimes my self-care does include me going to therapy. Sometimes my self-care just means me going to church. sometimes my self-care is just the bathtub is a place, the soap tub is a place, jazz music, two candles. You gotta watch the candles now, but just time for myself, where at that time I'm able to even while I'm doing these things, is take notes mentally or probably write them down and see, and congratulate myself. I try to implement that part at least daily. I try to do it daily. Is to just say, you know what, Camila, you've done a good. Hey, you've done good. I'm not waiting for anyone to let me know that I've done good today. I got up, I completed a few tasks. Even though we write, and I tell my students or I tell people in my workshop is write down your goals. If you don't complete them, it doesn't mean you didn't do it right. It means that you have a new list and the new list is started. So I try to implement those for myself as well.
I love that. Like, I am a journaler myself, and
Nice.
I also just write anything that I have succeeded in. It could be the smallest thing, like I have done laundry. Yay! I gave myself like time to like give myself a pedicure, or like
Right.
really small little things that you might think that it's nothing, but it is something to celebrate about. And
Absolutely.
it sounds like even your self-care, it's not like a full day of self-care. It could just be small moments of self-care, would you think?
Absolutely. Even if it's a half hour, if it's half of the day, well, most of us are still working from home. So that hour break or that 2 hour window that you have, take it for yourself.
I love that. Like, I even like little moments of like when I drive my son to therapy, and that moment in the car, the peacefulness, the wind blowing, I just take that moment in and just kind of embellish, like, this is nice. Like, just kind of, embrace little moments like that, because I feel like when you're life is so busy, and if you're a mom or if you're like working, things could go so crazy. You just have to have these little brief moments just to ground yourself and then
Yes.
just kind of appreciate what is happening. So,
Yes.
Camilla, like, where can we buy your books?
So, the convenience first stop would be Amazon. So all books are available on Amazon. I know that the world also likes audiobooks, so you're able to go and purchase them on your audiobooks or an ebook. Other bigger platforms would be Chapters, Barnes and Nobles, Books a Million, Target, and Walmart. And there's a
Wonderful.
few bookstores. I believe even Bramley's City Center in Brampton, they have a bookstore there that it's a private bookstore, and it's available there. And just go online. And then you can see something in other countries. I know that we're in Russia, South Africa, definitely we're in most of the Caribbean islands. Google, it's there. But the big platforms, the convenience obviously would go, your go-to would be Amazon.
Wonderful. And we will definitely have that link in our show notes. So
Thank
if
you.
anyone that is interested to read about Camille's book, The Storm Within, I definitely suggest that. It's a wonderful book about like childhood trauma. And it could be something that, you could even bring to your library, your public library, if it's not there already. It is
Yes.
a wonderful reference book. I don't definitely suggest that. And
Thank
Camila,
you.
like, thank you for like spending time with us. Is there like how can somebody contact you if somebody wants to talk to you directly?
Directly, we'll be having I'll leave my phone number for you to put towards this. And then there's social media, which is the book company. So it's COJ Books with a Z. You can find me there. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and the lovely TikTok.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we'll definitely add that to our show notes as well. And again, Camilla, she is a partner of Sign Mood, and we do
I'm
welcome
so
her.
excited.
Thank you for like choosing Sign Mood, and we are so excited. We would love to like continue like showing awareness about the
Yes.
communities, the different communities, the Jane and Finch community, the Black community, the Jamaican community, And we hope that we'll have more podcasts in the future. So thank you again.
Not a problem. And I'm happy that you guys have given me this discount code that I'm able to bring back to the community, family, and friends as well.
Oh, yes, that's right. What is the promo code for?
Saimu, you want to have a 10% discount on your session, you use the code Sai Blair.
And that's PSYBLAIR. And we'll also have that in our show notes as well. Thank you again, Camilla. And this was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Have yourself an amazing day.
You too. SciMood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at SciMood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at MySciMood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.